Okay, let's take a look. Let's begin Viata and you, Migdal Eder Noifa. Viata and you. Okay, Migdal Eder. Over here, Hashem is calling, or the Navi is calling Klal Yisrael by a term called the Migdal Eder. New term. There are so many different terms for Klal Yisrael, for Yerushalayim. Here we have to add to our list, our collection, the Tower of the Eder. Look right away in the Mitsudos Tzion. Oh, probably. Certainly by now there is. Okay, Migdal Eder, Ophel, and then there's a little bit of this repetition. Ophel is another word for a tower. Basia. Okay, we'll read the word, we'll pause it very quickly, and then we'll review. Basiain. Adecha Se. Now that is an unusual word that you don't come across. We're not very familiar with. And it means to come, like Loshon Oso. But the way it's used in the form over here with the suf in the beginning, like Oso means to arrive. Oso. It has come. Hine Bosa. Bosa, you usually have base in the beginning. Bosa. Here it's Se. Okay, we'll have to analyze this carefully in a moment. Adecha, upon you, Se. Upon you will come. What will come? Okay, that is missing from the pasuk. It's a mikra chaser. What is going to come? We're referring over here. We'll see in a moment. Uvaa, and now we have repetition. A word uvaa appears again. Hamem shalah harishayna, mamleches, a kingdom, levas Yerushalayim. Okay, there's a lot going on here in this pasuk, which needs bayer. Let's right away go to the mitzvah. Start it on page 487. Pasuk Ches V'ata Migdal Eder Al Har Tzion Yaymarshu Hamigdal Asher Yosfu Sham Bergolim. The term the Migdal, the Tower of the Flock. Who is the flock? Klal Yisrael. They are the flock of Hashem. They come to Hashem's tower. Where is Hashem's tower located? Yerushalayim. Har, the Har Havayis, the Beis HaMikdash, that is where Hashem's tower. Sham there, when do they come together? On the Shalosh Rugolim. Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yireh Kol Zuchuchas Pnei Hashem Elokecha. Baragolim, Kol Shiftei Yisrael, HaMichunim, Beharbe Min HaMekoymois. They are Michunim, they are collected together, Beharbe Min HaMekoymois, B'Shem Eder. Michunim is their term, it's nickname, a kinui. That Klal Yisrael, in many places in Tanakh, they're nicknamed. They get a title called Eder. So this is what is part of the prophecy of Yemos HaMashiach, V'ata, and you, Migdal Eder, you will now ascend to the Har Habayis, to Yerushalayim, to the Tower of the Eder of the Flock.
First Yishuv in Gush Etzion established 1927.
Gush Etzion was called Migdal Eder?
The first settlement, Gush Etzion.
Is it still there today? It's still there today? No. There's still an A.S. settlement called in Middle Eder? Yeah. Okay, so in Echanam, they're calling over here very fast, and they took from this post, they knew Tanakh very well, obviously, by selecting this term to refer to a settlement not that long ago, to create a new settlement. Okay, next, Omar Oifel Na'ulu Tosefes Beir, and the post goes on to elaborate, and says, Omar Oifel Bas Tzion. The word Oifel is another term for tower. Uritzon Eloimar, Atoyu Tzion, Hine Elecha to you, Tavo will come, Kivutzas, the collection, the ingathering, Hatzoleova Hanidacha, going back to the last psukim, it will come to you, will be collected, will be gathered into you, the Jewish people who thus far are called lame and the banished. So we react to the pasuk V'ata of you, Migdal Eder, you will ascend to the Migdal Eder. Oifel, the tower, Basion, we now Adecha to you, to this tower that is in Bas Tzion. It's a term obviously for Yerushalayim, for Harabayis, for the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, the whole Eretz Yisrael. Adecha to you, Se. Further in the Mitzudos, on page 488, next words, Uva'a Hamem Shalah. Okay, Uva'a V'oz Tavoy Hamem Shalah Harishayna. The Chayzer Umefareshine Hamamleches Ki Tavoy, the kingdom, the Malchus, will come La'adas Yerushalayim. Ritzanu leimar, she'oz timshol gam al aseres hashvadim kmo bimei David u'shlomo. The memshalah harishayna, according to the Mitzudos, means like back in the good old days, before the split between the aseres hashvadim and the malchus of Yehuda, the malchus of David will rule over everyone. Gama al aseres hashvatim kmo bimei David u'shlomo v'lo yechotzu od l'shtei mamlochos klal Yisrael, no longer be divided into two different kingdoms. So this is the unity garment. Very good. We'll try that today, right? Okay. So the ata now. So let's review the whole pasuk one more time. Now with the parish of the Mesudos, the ata and you klal Yisrael migalei there. To you, you shall go, you shall ascend to Yerushalayim. What is Migdal Eder? Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not what, but let's elaborate. Ophel, to the tower, Basioin, of Tzioin, Odecho, you, the Jewish people, Seise, will go. And when that will occur, the Melech HaMashiach will arrive, and he will rule over the entire Klal Yisrael, including the Aseres HaShvatim. Uva'o, it will arrive, it will come. Hamim Shala Harishayna. The original Malchus. The original Malchus was one. David upon everyone in Klal Yisrael. A Mamleches, a kingdom for Levas Yerushalayim. Okay, it's a difficult pasuk, obviously, right? I need to elaborate. It's a pretty difficult, the whole expression is very cryptic. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi pasuk ches v'ata migdal eder tirgim yonason v'at mishicha de Yisrael. He is not describing. He's differing than what we've just learned. V'ata is not addressing klal Yisrael. According to the Mitzudos, it didn't say anything about the Melech HaMashiach. It seemingly spoke about the entire Klal Yisrael, the Eder, right? Migdal Eder v'ata means the Jewish people. You are now arriving. You are coming.
Eder,
what?
Eder is the flock.
Right, but that's a term.
Which refers to
Klal Yisrael, and v'ata is referring to that Eder. V'ata, according to the Mitzudos, if I'm not mistaken, is a reference to Knesses Yisrael. Knesses Yisrael, you are now being instructed, or we're describing a reality. They are going to arrive at Har Tzion. Rashi appears to differ with that understanding, and he understands that the subject of the word V'ata is the Melech HaMashiach. You, the Melech HaMashiach, are now going to appear, to reveal yourself. And he's drawing this from the Targum. Look at the Targum in Baran's Pasuches. V'at Mishichod Yisrael. You, the Melech HaMashiach, the anointed one of the Jewish people, the Tmir, that has hidden himself, Min Kodom, Choyvei Kinishto, that has hidden himself from before, Choyvei Kinishto Ditzioin, because of the Choyvei, usually means due to the sins. You have hidden yourself because of their sins. Now you're going to appear. Let's take a look over back in the Rashi. How Rashi explains this one more time in Rashi. The Ata Migdal Eder Tirgim Yonasan the At Meshicha the Yisrael the Tmir Min Kadam has hidden himself Choyvei Kinishta Ditzioin, who has hidden himself because after it was because of the sins of the Kinishta, the gathering of Tzioin. Perush, let's read what he says.
Knesses
Yisrael. Migdal, Loshon Ma'oz, a tower, a stronghold. V'tirgim Eder, Knesses Yisrael. V'tirgim Oifel, Loshon Oifel. Now he seems to be saying Oifel not to mean a tower. And according to the Mitzudos, David and Mitzudos David, there was a Tosefes Beor. Migdal Eder is exactly the same thing as Ophel. Ophel means a tower. Look at the Mitzudos Tzion. Ophel, Inyan, Migdal. Umiftzor, Kumo, Ophel, Vo, Vachan. Okay, that's a pasuk in Yeshaya, and it means there a stronghold. That's how it's used in that context. According to the Targum, Eifel means the choyvei. It refers to the sins. Because Eifel, okay, that's another idea, but we are more familiar with Ophel's darkness. Choshech va'arofel. Darkness.
Yeah, with an olive. And then, so that's what he said for me. Hidden in darkness.
Hidden in darkness. So it's a different translation. It's coming to explain. So back to the Rashi, the Tirgim Eifel, l'shoin Eifel with an aleph. He's saying that even though here it is spelled with an ayin, and darkness is ordinarily spelled with an aleph, that never held us back, and we can interchange the two. And what he's saying over here is, based upon the Targum, you the Melech HaMashiach, you shall now appear out of the darkness. The At Mashiach de Yisrael, the Tnir, okay, I'm reading the Targum again, who has hidden himself. So the Ophel means the darkness, you're in the dark. Min Kadam Choyvei Kinishta de Tzion, who has hidden himself because of the sins of the Jewish people. Loch Asida, to you, do not worry, to you the end will be, the Malchusol may say, the Malchus will return, the Yese Shultonot Kad Ma'ol, and it will be given to you, your old, the Malchus that you had back in the day, from time immemorial, Le Malchus Kinishta de Yushalayim, as the Malchus of the gathering of Klal Yisrael. So the main difference between Rashi and the Mitzvot so far is that the Atah is addressing the Melech HaMashiach and not an instruction to Klal Yisrael to return. And number two, Ophel does not mean another word for a tower. Ophel means darkness or hiddenness. And according to Rashi, in his first interpretation based upon the Targum, Hashem is addressing the Melech HaMashiach, you will now come out of the darkness. The Atah Migdal Eder, Oifel Basioin Odecha Teise. We have to read the pasuk backwards, out of order. Let us ignore the words Migdal Eder, and we'll jump to you, Melech HaMashiach. From the Ophel, from the darkness, you shall now Basioin Odecha Teise. You shall reveal yourself. Seise here seemingly means to reveal yourself from this darkness and appear to the Knesset Yisrael, who is gathered together in the Migdal Eder. It's gathered together in Yerushalayim. I'm not sure I'm translating correctly, but something along those lines appears to be what Rashi says. Let's read one more time the words of Rashi. Try one more time from the top. Pasuk Ches. V'yata new Migdal Eder, Tirgim Yonatan, V'yat Mashiach de Yisrael, the Tzmir, that has hidden himself, Min, Kodom, Choyvei, Kinishta, Ditzion. And behold, in your, yeah, you have in front of you the Judaica Press? So how does he translate those words? He says, from according to Rashi, he must translate the words literally. Read the beginning of, read this translation the beginning, from 8, the beginning of 8.
And you anointed one of Israel, who was hidden because of the sins of the people of Zion, then his explanation is, Migdal is an expression of a stronghold. And he renders Eder as the people of Israel.
Okay, so choyvei, he says, I'm really trying to focus on the word choyvei. The sins,
is hidden,
doesn't it? So oifel is darkness.
Choyvei is
the sins.
The sins create
all one and the same. You want to say it's one, the oifel is two things. Number one, it's the choyvei. What I'm trying to understand is, where did the Targum get the word choyvei? Now, first of all, we have to understand the Targum is not bound.
I didn't actually see the word
profane.
Okay.
Sin.
How,
you said the word because
I said
of.
Hidden because I thought of, I didn't see the actual
read the word. Just read the
hidden
words.
I can't find the actual word.
You said that when you translate the words due to the sins of the Jewish people.
Yes, that's right.
So what's bothering me is, where did the Targum get the word choyveh? Now, we have to understand, the Targum is not bound.
Well, why is he hidden?
Exactly, but my question is this the Targum's perush on the pasuk, or is this part of the literal translation?
Oh.
The Targum very often...
Like, to me, like an insert.
Right. Well, that's my question. Maybe Ophel really is the word choyve. Let's discuss this. Because the Targum, one thing I have to clarify. The Targum is not bound to translate, it's not obligated to translate the words of the pasuk literally.
Right.
More often than not, the Targum injects words into his translation that do not appear in the pasuk.
Right.
And those words are part of the Mesorah, of what the Beyer, the explanation of the pasuk is. But sometimes the Targum has very unique translations for the word. So my question over here is, we have here two words in the Targum that are very mysterious. One word is the Tamir, that has hidden himself, and the second word is Choyzei, is sins.
Yeah.
So now my question is, what exactly is the Targum doing in this pasuk? Let's read the Rashi one more time. Tirgum Yonason, the At, that's certainly the At to you. Who is you? This is an injection, this is not part of the translation. Meshicha de Yisrael, the Melech HaMashiach. Now, first of all, let me ask you a question. Maybe, the word Migdal Eder, in the Targum's understanding, is translated as the Melech HaMashiach. Maybe the word Meshicha de Yisrael is not an injection that has been, not an embellishment of the Targum. Maybe the word Migdal Eder is a term that defines the Melech HaMashiach. Just like the Mitzudos, David was clear in telling us that Migdal Eder is a term that defines Yerushalayim. We have many terms for Yerushalayim. There's Yerushalayim, there is Siyoin, there is Harabai, all different terms, whatever they are. So the Targum, the Mitzudos David said, the Ata is Knesses Yisrael. Migdal Eder is Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, the Harabayis. And then there's a Tosefes Beir of Eiffel. Let me explain myself. To the Eiffel, to the Migdal, Basio in Odecha Seise. You shall come. I'm giving you instructions. You shall arrive. You shall make a pilgrimage to the Ophel. That was the parish of the Mitzudas David. According to the Targum, I'm suggesting that the term Migdal Eder is a code word for the Melech HaMashiach. And the Melech HaMashiach stands tall and strong like a tower.
Right. It's like in the ships that they see the tower.
Watchtower.
A lighthouse. A ship is coming to the lighthouse. He says here, the Ata Migdal Eder. You are the Migdal.
The Melech HaMashiach.
The greatest person.
Of the Eder.
Of the Eder.
Beautiful, beautiful.
The Mashiach. Ophel.
But because of the sins, Ophel, now we have to go further.
There is a light.
Right. You, the Melech HaMashiach, you are the Migdal Eder. And where are you now? Well, Ophel, Basioin, due to the sins. Now he's saying over here, Ophel means dark. Let's get Lucy Rashi. One more time. Terehim Yeres and Ad Mashiach of Yisrael, the Tamir that has hidden himself, the Tamir that has hidden himself, min kodom choyve kinishta ditzioin. You have hidden yourself due to the sins of the Jewish people. So, Ophel means...
No, he doesn't say that. Yonatan said, the tmir min kodam. You are shamur. We don't know who you are and where you are. You are hidden somewhere. You're watched. Hashem shomer otcha.
Okay.
Ophel, now... Ophel bat Zion adechat tete. Suddenly, the darkness of bat Zion will come to you, and then you'll reveal yourself, and then you'll start to.
But Ophel, what does Ophel mean? Ophel simply means darkness.
Darkness.
So we don't want darkness for the Melech HaMashiach. We want for the Melech HaMashiach light.
No. The darkness of Israel. Ophel bat Zion. The Tamim also go together. Ophel Batzion Adecha Teche. The darkness of the place of Israel will come to you.
Okay.
To solve it and to whatever.
The tsaris.
Now you are now the government, the governor. Hamemshala Rishona, not Netanyahu. Hamemshala Rishona.
You're saying a very, very beautiful drush. I want to elaborate about what you said. I really, really like what you said. No, but that's a Rashi. Let's first do the Targum. The Targum does not. I hear what you're saying. We put it aside for one moment. You just said something very, very big. But the tzimir means hiddenness. Min kodam choyvei. Koy the targum min kodam choyvei. The sins kinishta. What? Okay. The targum is not always bound. We find this very, very often to follow the Tanya Hamikra. Very, very often. So when we read a targum, and we don't always look immediately at the Tanya Hamikra because he likes to mix words up differently. Let's just do the translation, the simple translation. The Atayu Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach here is being defined with the term Migdal Eder. He is the tower of the Jewish people. Where are you? Where are you hiding? The answer is Ofel Basion, due to the sins. Ofel are the sins. The dark side of the Jewish people. Ofel is darkness. The Jewish people have a dark side. And that dark side has prevented the Melech HaMashiach from appearing. Ofel Basioin Odecho Seise. Now, I'm not sure we're putting together the words Odecha. I don't really know what it's saying over here. Let's ignore the words Odecha Seise. Let's just say Ofel Basion Kama. Due to the darkness of the Jewish people, he's now injecting, you are in hiding. Period. Now, my instructions to you are no more hiding. No more hide and seek. Odecha upon you, say Odecha. Now I'm not sure that it really fits over Odecha. Say
up to you.
You shall get out. Reveal yourself. Reveal yourself. Uvo'o hamem shaloh harishayna mamleches bas yushloim. And now restore the malchus of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's get one more time, then we'll go further. Let's look at it. Tirgim Yodeson the Atm Shichod Yisrael Ditmir Min Kadam. There's hidden himself Min Kadam Choyvei Kinishta Ditzioin. Perush Migdal Lashoim Ois, the might, which we're referring here to the Melech HaMashiach, the Tirgim Eder. Eder is Knesses Yisrael. The Melech HaMashiach is the might, is the glory, is the beauty of the Jewish people. He is the leader. The Tirgim Oifel Lashoim Oifel with an Aleph, darkness. He's hiding in darkness. He's hiding because of the sins of the Jewish people. And now the time has come for you to reveal yourself. We look at the words of the Targum itself inside. On Oy Pasach Es Vi'at Meshicha Yisrael Ditzmir Min Kodam Chavei Kinishta Ditzion Kama. Look what he writes now. Loch to you Asida Malchusol Lemeise. To you it is destined. It's the future. Odecha upon you, it is destined for the Malchus to come. It is destined for you to be discovered in your hiding and for you to reveal yourself. And the next expression, the Yesei Shultona Kadmo'a Uvo'a HaMemshola HaRishayna, and the old Malchus, like it was back in the day, your Malchus, your authority is destined to return to the Kenishta of Yerushalayim. So he clearly seems to say the word Odecha Seise is an independent statement, which he translates to mean that Asida, do not worry, the day will come when the Malchus will once again be restored to you. And with that will come your authority to bring the Jewish people back to their status of greatness like they were Ishanim Kadmonios. Okay. So that would force us to understand that when it says the words Ofel Basion, we put a period after the words Basion, and we have to inject a lot of interpretation in those three words to mean that Melech HaMashiach, where are you? And the answer is, I'm hiding because of the dark side of the Jewish people. Their sins have forced me to go into hiding and to conceal myself. Hashem says, Melech HaMashiach, don't worry. Don't be sad. Odecha seiseh, period. Upon you will come in the future the Malchus. The Malchus will come to you. And when the Malchus will come to you, you will utilize it. You'll take that as a stepping stool to bring authority to the Jewish people, to be a Mameleches Labas Yerushalayim. That's pretty much the gist of what the Targum said. And we'll come back to what you said, an idea I really like. I'm always just finish Rashi first. Rashi then goes on to say, I like what it says in the Mitzudot Stavit. I'm a prophet also, Rashi says. And I see that in 500 years from now, there's going to be a commentator called the Mitzudot Stavit. And I like what he says. I like what he says better than the Targum. The Yesh Lefaresh. Okay, some want to learn. Okay, this is prophetic. Migdal Eder is the base HaMikdash. Like what the Mitzudot Stavit said. The Oifel, the word Oifel with an Ayin. Whoever told you you can interchange, take a license just to play around with the Aleph and the Ayin. It's an ayin. Doesn't mean darkness. It's l'shoin migdal oz. Where do we find that? He quotes the same pasuk in Yeshaya. We find v'chein ofel vo vachan, a tower and a stronghold. A bachan means like bitachon, a place that you have confidence, a place that you feel secure. Betach. Bachan means a place of security. So it's used together with the word Ofel. So you see in this pasuk in Yeshaya, Ofel with an ayin is a synonym for a migdal, a stronghold. Odecha seiseh, she'eris the remnant, hatzolaya v'hanahala, kulam yikov tzirulecha, the remnant upon to you will come, the remnant of the Jewish people. What Rashi has done here is identical to what the Mitzudot David has said. Next words of Rashi, when that will happen, when the Jewish people will arrive at Har Basion, when they will arrive there, then the Melech HaMashiach will come, before it was divided, what was the original Malchus, the Mamleches for Bas Yerushalayim. Now if we take this part according to the Mitzudot David, and according to Rashi's second parish, it's telling us how things are going to happen in Yemos HaMashiach. It was very interesting. Until recently, let's discuss until the 20th century, between religious Zionism, or even, forget about religious Zionism, even the secular Zionism, until Herzl, until when the Jewish people lived in the Middle Ages in Gaulis. Let's go back in a time machine and approach a religious Orthodox Jew and ask him, tell me, how will things unfold for the coming of Mashiach? It's very likely they will say that the Melech HaMashiach will reveal himself either in Poland or will reveal himself in Europe, in Germany, in Lemberg, or in St. Petersburg, Russia somewhere, or who knows where. One day we're going to hear the Melech HaMashiach appears somewhere in Chutz La'aretz. And he's going to rally the troops. And he's going to be Mechazek, the Goyim, the Klal Yisrael, just like Ezra, and just like Nehemiah, who were not living in Eretz Yisrael. It is going to be a repetition. History will repeat itself. He's going to rally the troops, and we're all going to sell our property. We're all going to pack up our bags, and we're going to go with him to Yerushalayim. So who comes first? Melech HaMashiach, because at that time, only go back a few hundred years. How far do you have to really go back? 150 years. What was there in Eretz Yisrael? A teeny little yeshiv? Go back, the more you go back, the less people were there. Already the Gron and the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, they came, there were two communities. But even those were teeny, teeny little communities. But before that, there was almost nothing. Almost. What?
Mainly it's
Mainly, but even the Svar, how many, what do we have? It was teeny, teeny settlements and areas, if there was even that. And things always were changing. Things were fluid. Last 200 years, things changed. But if you go back before 200 years, the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, undisputable, was living in Chutz La'aretz. And if you ask a religious Jew, how will Mashiach come? He will say, well, Mashiach will appear to us in Chutz La'aretz. He will prepare us. And we will go with him to Eretz Yisrael, settle the land, and build the Beis HaMikdash. And they have the full proof behind them to say that, because that's exactly the way it happened in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah when they rebuilt the Bayis Sheni. The Melech, who was meant to be the Melech HaMashiach, it could have been Zerubbabel. Okay, there are many candidates who could be the Melech HaMashiach, but these were people that were in Golus. They were all in Golus, and they took the Jewish people with them, Zerubbabel, Ezra, Nehemiah, other individuals. They took Klal Yisrael from Golus to Eretz Yisrael. Today, fast forward to today, 2019, post the elections in Israel, Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, is thriving. Okay, in fact, many are arguing, we don't know for sure, that already the majority of the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and that's not so clear. Okay, that's debatable, but it's not anymore.
No, it's got the largest Jewish community now in the world.
In the world, for sure. It's a different world today. So when you ask today, the average, and technology has changed, we're in one big global village. So if you select an Orthodox Jew, you pluck him off the street, a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, it's a good, solid Shomer Torah Mitzvah, you pluck him off the street, you say, tell me, how's Mashiach going to happen? What's going to come first? Is the Melech HaMashiach going to come and gall us and bring us to Eretz Yisrael? Or is Eretz Yisrael going to be established and we're going to be waiting, we're living in the Yerushalayim where we've established, we've built quite an impressive country, and we're now waiting for the Melech HaMashiach to take us further, to go to the next level, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to bring peace to the world, to elevate Klal Yisrael to the next level. They'll answer you, it's like the second way. Well, obviously, it's already, we're past that point of being in goals and waiting for the Melech HaMashiach to come and take us. We're already there. The vast majority, the majority of Klal Yisrael already is living in Yerushalayim. And even those who are not, it's just a matter of getting on a plane and going. No one today in Golus views himself distant from Yerushalayim. No one, it's a big deal. You can be there by the end of today. You can be there. You go to the airport right now, drive to the airport. You can buy a ticket at the airport, and you'll be there in a few hours. No one today views themselves distant. It's one big global village. So look at that. And there's no precedent for that. There is no precedent for that because it's not the way it happened in the time. It's not the way it happened in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. We were in Mitzrayim, and he took us into Eretz Yisrael. It's not the way it happened in Ezra and Nehemiah. And over here we have mamish, a difference between Rashi and the Mitzudos David as to how things are going to unfold. Let me finish my thoughts. According to the Mitzudos David, he says, when the Atah is a command to the Jewish people, you who do not have a Melech HaMashiach, you're all alone. You, the Tzoleya, the Nidocha, pick yourself up and go. Go to the Migdal Eder. Go to the magnificent tower in Yerushalayim, Haaretz. And if you don't know what that is, I'll give you another description. It's called the Ofel Basiyon. It's a tower in Baal HaBasiyon. Odecha Zir, I'm giving you Knesses Yisrael, a command. Pick yourself up and go. And when you go, and after you're already there, and you've arrived, and you're settled in the hotel, and you've already had a good dinner, and everything is fine and good, you're living there comfortably in the land, then comes step two. Then comes Melech HaMashiach. Uva'ah, who will arrive on the scene in Eretz Yisrael? HaMemshala HaRishayna, the original Malchus, David HaMelech, will come, or his descendant, and he will restore Klal Yisrael to one Malchus, Mamleches Levas Yerushalayim. Now, if you go back 500 years, and you translate the Pasuk, the way the Mitzvot David said, and the way Rashi said in the second interpretation, they'll tell you you're out of your mind. You don't know what you're talking about. Can't be. It can't be that we will do it first. We will take the first step. Can't be. There's no precedent for this in Tanakh. But guess what? History has proven. And what is the Targum's interpretation? The Targum is the classic. Is the classic understanding. We are the Jewish people. Doesn't say we are Nidoch. We just finished. We're Nidocha. We are Saleya. We're in Golos. And now, Pasuk Ches, the Targum says, Klal Yisrael is in a lot of trouble. The Atah, you Melech HaMashiach, wake up! Wake up, Melech HaMashiach. You, the Melech HaMashiach, who is Ofel Basion. You're hiding in darkness due to the sins of the Jewish people. Wake up, you, the Atah Migdal Eder. Wake up. And what should you do? I want to first give you Chizuk. You should know, Odecha say said to you will come the Malchus. And when you are now recognized as being the Melech HaMashiach, Uvo HaMemshaloh HaRishnam HaMlechus Kivasyon, it doesn't say over here that the Melech HaMashiach, that we're going to take the first step. It seems to indicate that the Melech HaMashiach is going to take the first step in bringing the Tzoleya and the Nidocha back to where they need to go. If you go back 500 years and you ask someone, who is right? Was Rashi in the second interpretation right? Or was the Targum correct? They'll say the Targum, because there's nothing going on in Eretz Yisrael. Today, when we're living, the only hope we have is the Melech HaMashiach will appear to us in Limburg and come and tell us, let's go! Let's go to Yerushalayim! Yet, history has proven to a very large degree that Rashi's right. I mean, not I say one right. There are ayin part of the Torah. There are many dimensions. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was late.
Targum Yoyim doesn't translate the words of the Atah Migdal Eder as you the Melech HaMashiach. Migdal Eder is a term that describes the Melech HaMashiach. Yeah.
Yaakov, put
Lamala the
Migdal Eder.
Oh, okay.
And over there, the Targum Yonason says, the Migdal of the Eder, and then he finishes, the Mitamon Asida Malka Mashiach Lizgalas Besaychumayim.
Interesting. Okay.
And the Migdal Eder
is the place?
Is the place that at the end of days, Mashiach will appear there.
Will appear in that location?
Yes.
In Migdal Eder. Okay,
so he's really
we have to first understand there are many things you said quite a bit. First of all, is the Targum on our page the same Targum as the Targum in Chumash? That's a big debate.
No, it says that this is Targum.
Okay, that's a big question. It says in the title we call it Targum Yoinasan, but this is one of the big topics. Is the Targum that would we call the Targum Yoinasan on Micha the same Targum the same person?
Okay,
so yeah, so if that is the case, then it's okay, if that's correct. So, I hear what you said. It could be, maybe I'm totally wrong. It could be that it's not so simple that the Targum, what we call Targum Yonason on the Nevi'im, was authored by the same person that we call Targum Yonason on Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm saying it's total nonsense. But
well, the Gemara says that the Targum on
Hanavi
was written by Targum
Yonis. Okay. Okay. So there could be I'm totally wrong what I'm saying. I accept.
You're saying about Chumash.
Okay. But it's the same person. We want to be consistent.
We call Targum Yonis and Benazir on Chumash to someone else.
Okay, I don't know. I just sticks in my mind that the author of the Targumim. It's complex. It's complex. Who is really who? Sometimes when we call something Targum Yoinus and it's really Targum Yerushalmi, it's a big mess. It's a whole complicated. I don't know the answer. Okay, well, let's assume you're correct. Let us assume that it's correct. It's the same person. Then what you're saying is there is an inconsistency.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. There's an inconsistency. That's not the first time we have such a thing. And the psukim have to be interpreted based upon their context. In this pasuk, it appears pretty clearly, his words are, v'at, you, Meshicha di Yisrael. It seems to indicate that the Migdal Eder is a term defining the Melech HaMashiach. It's a poetic expression, Melech HaMashiach, who is the tower of Knesset Yisrael. And Rashi explains the Targum. Targum Yonasim, v'at Meshicha di Yisrael, the Tmir min Kodam Chavi, the Kanishan Tzion, Perish Migdal, Lashon Ma'oz, the might, V'tirgim Eder, Knesset Yisrael. The Melech HaMashiach is the might of the Jewish people. And according to the Targum, the Pasuk is addressing the Melech HaMashiach and giving him instructions. Melech HaMashiach, it's time for you to come out of hiding.
Will he stand up and say, I'm Melech HaMashiach? Or the
people, we have no idea how that's going to happen. No one knows this.
Moshe Rabbeinu had symbols that read to prove that he was the leader.
But he had signs. Right, you have to give an ois or a moiface.
Is Melech HaMashiach a movement, like a grassroots movement, and then he appoint the leader?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. No one knows. No one knows how things will play out. But in this pasuk, we have a fundamental difference between the Targum and Rashi's second interpretation. What is the translation of the words V'ata Migdal Eder? You, the Migdal Eder. According to the Targum, you, the Melech HaMashiach, who is called the Migdal Eder, I'm giving you, who's hiding, I'm telling you something that that it's time for you to reveal yourself and bring Mashiach, and bring the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael and restore the Malchus. According to Rashi, it's not what it says. It's telling us an historical fact that has not yet happened or has happened. And that is, you, the Jewish people, it's time for you to pick yourself up and arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Take up residence in the Holy Land. Make Aliyah. The Atah, you, the Jewish people, Migdalei there. Get on the plane and go and live in Yerushalayim. If you don't understand what I just said, let me repeat myself to make it clear. To the Ophel, to the tower, Basioin of Basioin, Adecha Seise. Go, pick yourself up and arrive. If you didn't hear what I said, make it clear. I'll repeat myself in another language that you can understand. Pick yourself up. Read my lips. Pick yourself up and go get out of Golis and take up residence in Eretz Yisrael. Read my lips. That's what the Pasuk is saying according to Rashi. And when that is done, when that stage is over, then the Melech HaMashiach will arrive. Now, I told you, if you go back 500 years and you would read the Pasuk like the second Rashi, the second interpretation, what Rashi said and what the Mitzudas David said, they will tell you, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know. And they'll be right. Why won't they know what? Why will they be able to say to us that you know what you're talking about? Number one, there is no precedent in Tanakh that's the way Mashiach will come. The simple understanding of Mashiach coming is that we will all be in Golos. And Eretz Yisrael will be desolate. And the Melech HaMashiach will arrive in Chutz La'aretz. And will prepare us to ascend to Eretz Yisrael. And the proof is, that's the way it happened in the binyan of the Bayis Sheni, which was really meant to be the coming of Mashiach. Ezra, Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, they were there in Golos. They prepared Klal Yisrael and they ascended. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Gemara also says that one of the simanim that Mashiach is imminent is that a time that Eretz Yisrael is going to start giving out payers.
Okay.
It
doesn't mean the Jews are living there.
No. But the only person that can, the only ones that can go and bring out those papers are Klal Yisrael.
Who says so?
Because it was after Klal Yisrael was sent in Golos, it stopped producing papers.
So then it started producing. That's a sun. If not for the reality that we have today, if the world did not, what you're saying is true after the fact. You're interpreting things after the fact. But let's say, for argument's sake,
Gemara is predicting this.
But who doesn't say in the Gemara that the fruits are going to come because we cultivated the land? All it says in the Gemara is, it's a sign of the coming of Mashiach when the land begins to produce fruit. For 52 years, Chazal say the land was utterly desolate. What happened after 52 years? Did all of a sudden a Jew arrive there for the first time? Or maybe there was some vegetation, there was some life. If the reality did not play out the way it did, it's fair to say is that all of Klal Yisrael will be living in Golus, and then they would send some satellite images of Eretz Yisrael, and they would see trees, blossoming growth, vegetation, birds. They would see a healthy land. For 52 years, the land was a hazard. Today, when you want to make a new settlement, you want to go make a new settlement in New Jersey. So you go send a team, a heavy duty, costs millions of dollars. When the government wants to establish new settlement, even Eretz Yisrael, you send a team of scientists, ecologists, a whole team, to take samples of the earth, samples of the air, to make sure that the place is a healthy, it's not a toxic environment. It's a healthy place for human beings to live. So for 52 years, there was nothing. And all of a sudden, Peros are blossoming. It doesn't necessarily mean that the Jews cultivated the land to produce the Peros. Doesn't have to necessarily be like that. And 500 years ago, how else will they learn that Maimer Chazal? Right? 500 years ago, how will they learn that Chazal? There's no one living in the land. Kimat no one living in the land. You have Jews, you have tens of thousands of Jews, and probably a lot more all over. And you read that when the land will produce fruit, it's a sign for Mashiach. So how are they going to have hope in that Chazal? It means, we first have to go to Eretz Yisrael and work on a kibbutz to produce fruit, and only then it will be eligible, then Mashiach will come. Maybe it means if someone comes back with a report that the land is a healthy land, it's vibrant, it's producing fruit on its own, that's a sign Mashiach is going to come. And where is Mashiach going to come? Here, in St. Petersburg, in Lemberg. What? That's where it's going to come. And yet, what happened? History has shown not like that. The facts are, we, like you just said, we are the ones who produce the fruit. The facts are, Jews have made Aliyah. The majority of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone who's not living in Eretz Yisrael does not feel far away. They feel connected. It's the interpretation of the pasuk fits very comfortably with Rashi's second interpretation and with the Mitzudos. Klal Yisrael, first, you will ascend, develop the land and be prepared, and then uvo the Melech HaMashiach. Okay, it's an amazing historical fact of how things play out. Yeah.
I just want to say that this is tachlis. This is the machloket between the Tzionut Hadatit and Satna.
Okay.
Tzionut Hadatit says, don't wait for the Mashiach to come. Bring the Mashiach.
Correct.
How we bring the Mashiach? We'll
develop the land.
The
Lubavitch also believes in this. Lubavitch also.
Yeshivot,
exactly,
Torah.
Exactly.
Everything is in Yerushalayim, from Torah to culture, to agriculture.
Take the bull by his horns.
And the Mashiach can come.
Right.
And they said, no.
Wait for the white donkey. Wait for the white donkey to come out of the sky.
So they say, no. We're not allowed to antagonize the Goyim.
Wait for the white donkey to come out of the sky.
Wait, the Mashiach will bring us.
Exactly. And Lubavitch believes in the religious Zionistic approach. Exactly. Lubavitch is more so than anyone else. Lubavitch Mamish believes, that's what appears to the Rebbe, believe that, is that what's holding you back from building a Beis HaMikdash today? Go even further. Trump himself said, you want to build a temple? Who's holding you back? Go build your temple. It's an amazing statement. It's an amazing statement. He's right. Who is holding us back today from building a Beis HaMikdash? You want to go build a building? Or you don't know the Mokam Harabais? Well, there's a Sanhedrin. Klal Yisrael, get your act together. Everyone should come together. Every segment should appoint the biggest Talmidei Chachamim that they have available. And you should do all the research that they had, and you can guarantee you'll have a difference of opinion, no question about it. Rabbi Isai, please. Okay, you're going to have a difference of halachic opinion without a shadow of a doubt, but you know, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah, there's a rule, Acharei Rabim Lahatas. You do the best you can. Who will be Melech HaMashiach? Rav Simcha Wasserman, you told me many times. There are candidates. There are candidates out there. Let's have an election. Let's have an election, what?
Rabbi Miller said it.
Avigdor Miller.
He was asked.
He's a good candidate.
I don't know, but he's a good
kid. He told me he said the same thing, didn't he? He told me all. Didn't he say Simcha Wasserman?
Basically.
Okay, many people said the same thing. Who's to say? You're not going to get a unanimous decision. There's no such thing in this world. There's no such thing. 51% is a landslide. Even that. Okay, well, there are halachic, Hashem knows, there's no, it's not going to be unanimous, there are mahalchim, there are ways that you could accomplish Mashiach al derech hateva. You don't need a white donkey to come out of the sky. That would be very nice, and our emunah tells us that it can happen, but it doesn't have to happen like that. And that is exactly what religious Zionism and Lubavitch, more so than anyone else, really strongly, obviously believed in this. Kibbutz Golios. So bring about Kibbutz Golios. If you send shaluchim all over the world and have a Chabad house all over the world, so what are you really in essence doing? Kibbutz Golios. That's all a step in being, it's all a step, and Lubavitch Rebbe Kamat said this, it's all a step in being mekabetz all of the Jewish people. Take them out of goals. If it's not happening by itself, so do it yourself. Do it. You need a Melech HaMashiach? Select from the multiple candidates that are out there who will be, take a vote. You need all the halakhic rules of how to build a Beis HaMikdash, where to build it, how to build it, what to do. So you have a Sanhedrin. You have to get together, have a Sanhedrin. You can reinstitute the smicha if you want. And today it's never been easier. Because today, due to technology, we can contact people on every corner of the world. It's just a matter of cooperation. Today, all you need is nothing technical that's holding us back. What's holding us back is cooperation and will. And will. But if there was cooperation and there was will, then everything can be worked out. I'm willing to bet even you can negotiate. I'm willing to even go so far to say the same way they're able to negotiate with the Arabs in Hebron, to have days when they can go and they can have Ma'aris HaMachpelah for themselves. If you really want to negotiate with the Arabs, you'll find a way.
It's easier to negotiate with the Jews.
Probably, you're right. There's got to be a way to negotiate with them, to let them allow us to build a Beis HaMikdash in Har Habayit. There's got to be a way. It has to be. It's just that we don't want. That's the truth. The truth is we're afraid. We as a Jewish people are afraid of the unknown. And we don't want. And instead we want to focus on bickering with one another and fighting with one another in order to do something which has never, ever been more possible and easier to do. The money is there. The resources are there. The technology is there. It can be done in a few days, in a few weeks. The whole thing can be done. It's not so big, the Beis HaMikdash. Just a matter of cooperation. There are enough Talmidei Chachamim. We don't want because we want the white donkey. That's what we want. So and if the Gedolei Yisrael tell us that's what we want, so I mean we have to be maminim. We have to know. But there are obviously Jews that are much more hands on. This pasuk over here, touches a little bit upon this debate. Okay, before we wind out, Kalman said something very, very deep. I want to focus on what he does. Drush. He said a very, very fascinating idea. Let's work with the Targum's interpretation. This pasuk refers to Melech HaMashiach. How does the Melech HaMashiach prove himself? Someone named Mr. Marilis, who asked this question. If a guy gets up and he says, here I am. Rabbi Sai, I want to make an announcement. I'm the Melech HaMashiach.
Yeah.
Right?
Everyone gets together and goes to Israel. And then they say, okay.
How does the Melech HaMashiach reveal himself? Tough question, right? So he's going to give a sign. He's going to do miracles, maybe. That's what it says in Chumash. It says in Chumash that Moshe, when he came to Klal Yisrael, he gave signs. He gave three simon, the miracles. He turned the water into blood. He turned the mateh. The mateh, the staff, into a snake, and he put his hand into his jacket, and it came out with tzaras. Okay, so the Melech HaMashiach, he did for Mel and Moshe, was the first Melech HaMashiach. And Moshe Rabbeinu did give three simonim. Shlaso to Malchayrots, Ma'is Avos Simon Labanim, that the Melech HaMashiach will also give miraculous signs. What? Pakod, he said the right words. But that was not enough. The password was not sufficient. He had to go do simonim. He gave three simonim. Okay, let's put that aside. We don't know how these things are going to work out, but let's look at today, not talk about Melech HaMashiach. Let's look at Gedolei Yisrael. How do Gedolei Yisrael earn a reputation? There was an article in the New York Times about this, by Rav Moshe Feinstein. And they asked people, how did he become, he's recognized universally as the Gedolei Hador. So they asked the reporter, who doesn't know from nothing, how did he get to that position? I'm a reporter, you know, to get to a level, you have to work your way up. You start out mopping the floors, and then you get a promotion, and you move your way up. What are the rungs in the ladder of Jewish leadership to get to that level where he's recognized as being the undisputed Gadol Hadar? This question was posed by a non-Jewish reporter, to a member, an ordinary member of the Orthodox community. And basically what he said to him was, well, what happened was, Rabbi said, please. And he answered him, what happened one day, a person had a question, he didn't know, make an al hamichya, make a bar nefashos, he didn't know you make a bar pio eitz, bar pio adama, and they asked the question, no one knew the answer, so they go ask this rabbi. They asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and he gave an answer, and it was clear. He explained the issue, he cited the sources, there was a clarity in his answer that was very, very appealing. Wow, very nice. The next day, they had another question to ask. And they asked, and he knew the answer. And not only did he know the answer, he explained exactly, you know, the issues. And this went on and on and on. And he, all of a sudden, he earned this reputation, and questions came into him all over the world. And he became a rock star. That's basically what they wrote up. There is no system in place to be recognized as the Gadol Hadar. There is no system in place. It is a matter of reputation. So the question is, the Melech HaMashiach indeed is like that. Let me give you another example. Let's say Rachman Lusan, not a matter as Rav Moshe was more of a halachic decider, a decision in a poisek. But let's say Rachman Lusan, a person has a tzara, has a problem. Person has a problem with his child, so go from here. You need help. You go to this person, that person. Give me an eitzah. Give me a solution to my problem. Go to this guy. This guy's a smart guy. He's a Yerush Shemaim. Go to him, and he listens. He's patient. He listens. He empathizes with the person, and he tells them exactly what to do, and he listens, and it works. Unbelievable. Next week, another guy has a tzara. He has a problem with parnasa, fight with his boss. Why don't you go to him? Maybe he's a smart guy. He'll tell you what to do. Goes to him, same thing happens. He empathizes with him, he listens, and he tells him what to do, and it works. And this person, every time people have problems, and then they give him little problems, they begin to bring him big problems. There's a problem in the community. There's a problem. The problems get bigger and they come because this fellow, he just knows what to do. He has a siyata d'shmaya, he has yira shemayim. And he earns his reputation as being a candidate for Melech HaMashiach. And ultimately, he is the undisputed Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach is not necessarily a poisek, he's a problem solver. He knows how to solve problems for real. Okay, for real, not like people who claim they know how to solve problems. He really is able to do so. So look what it says over here. You read the pasuk in a very interesting way. Oifel, what does Oifel mean? According to Rashi's second interpretation and according to the Stavit, Oifel means darkness. Okay, I'm trying to darsh based upon what you said. It means tsaros. It means problems. A person has a problem, he's in the dark. I don't know what to do. I can't see. I have really no solution. It's depressing. Ofel is tsaros. Who? How do you make a Melech HaMashiach? How does a Melech HaMashiach rise to the stature of being accepted Melech HaMashiach? Well, the Pasuk says. The Pasuk here says, one second, I turned too many pages backwards. Pasuk Ches, V'ata, you, Migdal Eder, you, the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach is called a tower of strength. Eder is the strength of Klal Yisrael. Eder is Klal Yisrael. He's our Migdal. He is our tower. He's the one that we look to for guidance. Ofel Basioin. I'm reading it different than everyone else. I'm reading it different than anyone else. Ofel Basioin Odecha Seise. All the garbage comes to you. I'm just going to say the word garbage. All of the tsaris come to you. Do you know how you, the Atah Migdal Eder, do you know how you, the Melech HaMashiach, have established yourself as being the Melech HaMashiach? Because only you know how to clean up everyone's mess. Because Ofel, the darkness of the Jewish people, the tzoros of the Jewish people, the Ofel of Basioin, Odecha, to you, the Melech HaMashiach, Seise, it arrives. Does it arrive at your front door? And what do? You deal with it. You deal with the issues. And you solve the problems. That's why you are the Melech HaMashiach. The reason why you are the Ata Migdal Eder, it's because you are the address for everyone's problems. We think Melech HaMashiach is a glamorous job. Everyone comes, he deals with all the tsaros that no one else wants to deal with. No one else wants to deal with these creepy, horrible things that you've embarrassed even to say the words, all these things that go on in society. There are people out there that are very noble. They deal with these things. They're an address. Person as a child that was sexually abused, where are you going to go? Who are you going to go talk to? There are a lot of things you have to know. A lot of things you have to know what to, what not to do. It's a very complicated world. Especially when you're an Orthodox Jew in a secular world. How do you deal with sexual abuse? A child comes home from yeshiva and tells the parent, I was sexually abused in fifth grade in class. What does a parent do? You call the police? Immediately? On the spot? You call it right away? You dial 911? Your child says a few words? You dial 911? Is that the right thing to do? Do you go, okay, what do you do? It is so complex. Well, you want to go ruin, you want to go just based on what a child says in fifth grade, says a few words, you want to now go ruin the reputation and the family and his children and grandchildren by calling Dolly 911? That's essentially what's going to happen. Based upon what a child says, is a child really correct? Is he really right? Can he really trust what a kid in fifth grade says? He says a few words. Does he have proof? Do we know what happened? Do you have to? How do you investigate? How do you investigate? Do you investigate? What do? You go to the rabbanim, you go call the police. You don't call the police. When, where, how, what? Every situation is different. There is no playbook. There's no playbook. Who has seichel to know exactly what to do in every given situation? You need to go to Melech HaMashiach. He's the one that will tell you exactly what to do in this given situation to protect your child, to be responsible as a parent, to be responsible as a member of Klal Yisrael, and that whoever deserves to be punished should be punished in a responsible way and should not be a danger to the rest of the students in the Klal Yisrael. These are impossible issues. And I just gave you one teeny, teeny little example. Okay? Okay? Tish B'Yitaretz. Tish B'Yitaretz K'shabayis. These are issues. These are issues that no one has an answer for. You cannot generalize. And I'm just going to give you one teeny little example of thousands of different issues that we're stuck with. And there is no solution, perfect solution. Every solution has collateral damage. And the collateral damage sometimes is so great, it creates new problems that are even greater than the original problem. If you don't know what you're doing. The collateral damage you can make by solving a problem can make the problem 20 times greater. You need a Melech HaMashiach. He is the one who has the Ruach HaKodesh, the Siyata D'Shmaya, to deal with these issues, not just for the Yochid, for Klal Yisrael, for the world. So here the Pasuk tells us exactly that. And the one that was Mechadish, this Rav Kalman. I'm sure you said, the Atah. But it's not the way the Targum says. Not where, it's really a combination. It's a combination of what the Targum and Rashi's. The Atah, because the Targum puts a period after the word Basiyoy, period. Then he says, Adecha Seiseh. That's the Targum. Rashi says a whole different interpretation. But if you combine the word Odecha Seiseh to the beginning of the Pasuk with the Targum, the Pasuk is saying, how do you know who the Melech HaMashiach is? The Atah, you, the Migdalei there. It is you, the Melech HaMashiach. You are the tower of the Jewish people. How do you know that you, the Melech HaMashiach, are the tower of the Jewish people? You know how? It's because Ophel, you are the one to whom the dark side, the darkness, the problems, the difficulties of Basiyon, of the Jewish people, Odecha, to your doorstep, Seiseh, does it arrive? The fact that the problems of the Jewish people arrive at your doorstep for a solution and you're successful in resolving their issues is a clear indication that the Atah, you indeed are the Migdal Eder. You are the Melech HaMashiach.
You asked for a sign. What sign Mashiach would give? The last words that the Pasuk tell you. He would reunite the Jewish people.
Well, that...
No, the second half makes sense also.
And then once you've been established of once you have been established to be the Melech HaMashiach by being able to solve all the problems of Klal Yisrael, we're going to give you a promotion to solve the ultimate problem of Klal Yisrael, to restore the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. And then to you we will come, the Memshala Rishona, Mamleches Levasi Yerushalayim. It all starts with being a problem solver on a low level. Okay, that's an incredible idea to put these all together. All right, we learned quite a bit today. We'll stop here.